The Old Testament reading this morning comes to us from Genesis. Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 15. Interesting story. Whenever I said in the title, all we can do sometimes is laugh. Hear God's word. Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 15, New Living Translation. The Lord appeared again to Abraham while he was camped near the oak grove belonging to Miriam. And one day about noon, as Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent, he suddenly noticed three men standing by. He got up and he ran to meet them, welcoming them by bowing low to the ground. "My Lord," he said, "if it pleases you, stop here for a while. Rest in the shade of this tree while my servants get some water to wash your feet. And let me prepare some food to refresh you. Please stay a while before continuing on your journey." "All right," they said. "Do as you have said." So Abraham ran back to the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, get three measures of your best flour and bake some bread." Then Abraham ran out to the herd and chose a fat calf and told the servant to hurry and butcher it. And when the food was ready, he took some cheese curds and milk and then roasted meat. He served them to the men. And as they ate, Abraham waited on them right there beneath the trees. "Where is Sarah, your wife?" they asked him. "Oh, in the tent," Abraham replied. Then one of them said, "About this time next year, I will return and your wife Sarah will have a son." Now Sarah was listening to this conversation from the tent nearby, and Abraham and Sarah were both very old, and Sarah was long past the age of having children. She laughed silently to herself. "How could it be a worn old woman like me have a baby?" she thought. "And when my master, my husband, he is also old." Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, 'Can an old woman like me have a baby?' Is there anything too hard for the Lord? About a year from now, just as I told you, I will return and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she denied that she had laughed. But he said, "That's not true, Sarah. You did laugh." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in Genesis.